Welcome back, listeners, to Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey, and we have a content update today, so let's get into it. It's the version 4.4 content update. Reading the patch notes here. Let's see here. It says, "What's that smell? Clear out rooms with the new stink bomb in Battle Royale or demolish things with the new constructor in Save the World. Stink bomb. This new addition is nothing to sniff at. One whiff and they'll be sprinting for fresh air." 8-bit demo. Build it up or tear it down with the new 8-bit demo. Grab it in the event store and make a bang. Let's see here. General notes. Bug fixes. Fix several issues with Discord integration and improve the information displayed when in a Battle Royale or Save the World game. And then, of course, they have their link for known issues so that you can go to the community issues Trello board and see what any issues there are currently going on. Let's see here. Battle Royale. General notes. Limited time mode. Final fight. Teams of 20. Summary. Survive the countdown. The storm circle gives players more room to hunt down opponents. The final circle triggers a countdown timer. When the time is up, the team with the most players remaining wins. In this LTM, teams can tie for the victory royale. Mode details. Final fight plays similar to standard battle royale, but instead of the storm circles closing all the way, the storm stops after the third circle. When the circles have finished closing in, the final countdown timer will begin. The remaining teams will battle it out until the timer expires. The team with the most players remaining at the end of the timer wins. In the event of a tie, the two or more teams tied for the lead win the match. This sounds like a really great mode to me. I'm excited. I'll probably play this a little bit here and there just for fun. I think it's great that it will promote players to, instead of just camp at the end of game and wait for the storm to close in, then try to heal up in the storm and outlast their opponents. This is actually going to promote players to actually hunt the other players down, actually get the kill and get the win by eliminating your opponents and not just hanging back somewhere and, you know, holding on to all the bandages and campfires and med kits and trying to outlast your opponent just by, you know, surviving the storm longer. So that's really exciting. Hopefully that would be something else that they, these limited time modes, they use these to test out these type of things to add to the main games. And this sounds instantly to me something like that would really help out, you know, whenever you're playing solo, you know, your standard solo duos or squads, you know, instead of, you know, the storm closing all the way in and people just trying to, you know, turtle in somewhere and camp out and outlast each other. Doesn't make very exciting gameplay at the end of the game. I think it'll be a lot better watching people actually go for it, go, you know, get in a battle for the win. Okay, let's see what else we have here. So we have weapons and items. We get the stink bomb add-up. Creates a stinky cloud that deals 5 damage every half second within the cloud. It has a 9-second duration. It's an epic rarity. Can be found from floor loot, chests, and vending machines. Loot in stack of 3 with a maximum stack of 5. Now, I haven't picked this up and got to use it myself, but I have seen it used. It is beefy. It does a lot of damage quick, obviously, so it's 5 damage every half second, so 10 damage every second. This is definitely one that you can use. Throw it even if you're out in the open. If you can land that stink bomb land right at their feet, they're going to be stuck in that cloud and they'll be within it for a second or two and dealing some damage. But again, the most ideal way is to throw it in a, you know, into a building where somebody, you know, somebody is. This can flush them out. If somebody has built up a fort for themselves, you know, if they haven't built a roof over the top, you can throw it in to the top, and that would be a way to flush them out, because it does a lot of damage really fast. And what they don't mention here, so it does, it just does health damage. It doesn't do damage to the shield. So if somebody has a full amount of shield, it's going to take down their health damage versus the shield damage versus their shield. And so if somebody only had 90 health left, even if they had 100 shield, they would still be eliminated if they were in that cloud for all 9 seconds. So it is definitely going to force somebody out of wherever they are hiding. Now, let's see here. They also increased the reload time of the rocket launcher based on rarity. So the rare rocket launcher was from 2.3 seconds to 2.8, epic from 2.185 seconds to 2.66, and the legendary from 2.07 to 2.52. So again, we're getting a little bit of a nerf for all rarities of the rocket launcher, just making it even a little bit more slow. This is something that they have mentioned to us in recent updates, that saying that they're really trying to figure out the shotguns and rocket launchers and trying to nerf them a little bit so that way they can promote other weapons in the game to be used. Let's see here. The maximum number of unloaded rocket ammo that can be held has been changed to 12. Okay, let's see here. Bug fixes. Enemy-built structures are no longer lit up by the thermal scope. Cozy campfires are now lit by the thermal scope. Okay. I don't know why that they wouldn't be lit up, the enemy structures, especially if they're, they're being in the process of being built. You think maybe that would create some heat, but okay, they're not going to be lit up anymore. Let's see here. We get the gameplay bug fixes. Back bling no longer appears detached from players at a distance. Fix the two intersecting buses on the starting island. Let's see here. Performance. Fixed performance issues on Switch related to frequently called time functions during gameplay, especially when skydiving. Again, we have a Switch here that my son got recently. We downloaded downloaded Fortnite on our Switch as soon as it was available. I did notice it definitely was having some performance issues. They say they fix it here. I haven't tested it out yet myself. I'll have to test that out later today and get back to you guys and let you know if it really is playing better. And then let's see here. Level streaming optimization to smooth out some hitches during skydiving on Switch as well. Let's see here. Audio. Bug fixes. The music for the fresh emote has been re-added. They fixed attenuation of supply drop opening sound so it doesn't sound like it's right next to players even if it's open far away. The clinger explosion sound now plays properly if detonated directly next to you on iOS Switch platforms. User interface added the net debug stats HUD UI option for Xbox. Bug fixes. Fix the crash that could happen after buying items in the item shop. When using stylable outfits, your last saved version will always appear in the locker preview. All right, and then I'll go over the Save the World patch notes in this episode today, just because they're super short. So it says mission plus systems, bug fixes, fix an issue which could block progression where the Chrome Husky would no longer spawn if the magnet's quest was completed. Players who were blocked will now be unblocked with this fix. Heroes, new constructor demolitionist 8-bit demo added to the event store, available Wednesday, June 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern. All right, guys, so we got some cool things here in our patch notes, some cool things to think about when you're playing the game here. Again, check out that new stink bomb. I think it is going to be a good, powerful thing to use, especially flushing people out. Again, this will probably be really good in especially heavily populated areas like Tilted Towers, for example. Especially there's a lot of buildings, so you can toss that in to a room and flush somebody out of a room if they're in a room in one of the buildings that you know that they're in there. And then you can be outside waiting for them, ready to mow them down. Again, another big thing that we got here was the rocket launcher nerf for the reload time. it's a pretty big adjustment, half a second added for the reload time, just about half a second for each rarity. So that's pretty big. It's going to take you a lot longer, and only being able to hold 12 rockets at a time, that's definitely going to affect how you play the game at the end of the game. And I guess they're really trying to not just have rocket battles at the end of the game here. So check those things out. That's pretty much what we all have for the content update. There's one last thing I wanted to mention here. I don't know if you guys have been watching the news or hearing the news, but I was watching the news this morning or heard it on the news this morning as well on the radio. So everybody's talking about the World Health Organization, and they officially are classifying gaming disorder as a mental health condition. I've already seen a lot of other psychiatric, organizations, other countries are not agreeing with the World Health Organization and what they are saying. I would just say, I have a wife and kids myself, and or if you are a kid yourself listening to this, just make sure you always taking time for your family and your friends. Video games are fun, but yeah, you definitely don't want to be too obsessive about them. I agree with most of the people here saying that, the World Health Organization is being a little bit too broad in what they are classifying as a gaming disorder. So you just keep an eye on this. But if you yourself find yourself, playing video games so often that you are, ignoring all your friends and family, then just take some time and take a break and spend some time with your friends and family. It's always good to do that. I try to do that as much as possible. Most of the time when I'm playing, it's when my family is asleep. Most of my wife and my kids both go to bed early, so I always have a chance to play an hour or two before I go to bed every night, so that usually works out pretty well for me. That's it. Just wanted to mention that just because it seems like, Fortnite is such a big video game. I keep seeing Fortnite and like Minecraft as the two biggest games that they use as examples for, when they're talking about it in the news right now with the World Health Organization making this new classification. Alrighty, guys, but that's it. Let's get back to the fun game. I would love to see, any clips you guys come up with, hear any stories about you guys finding the stink bombs and using them and how you're able to use it to your advantage. I could read your stories out here, give you a shout out on the show. Let's see here. No new iTunes reviews today, so make sure you head over there, leave that 5-star review, and leave a written review so I can give you a shout out on the show. Thanks for everybody who's been starting to follow me over on my Twitch, and especially for those of you who are actually chatting me up in the chat room on the Twitch. Still, most of you are being a little bit shy because I can see how many people are watching me when I'm playing the game, and I don't get a lot of viewers right now. Anywhere from like 3 to 5 every time I'm playing the game, but most of you are just sitting in there just watching. But chat me up. I will chat back with you. If you have any questions or if you just want to, chat about something, that's what I'm here for, to hang out, have fun, and, try to get better at Fortnite. That's what I'm trying to do myself, to just keep trying to get better. All right, guys, that's all I have for you today. So until tomorrow, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.